The dress reform. A few suggestions. 1. We recommend the reform dress to all. We urge it upon none. When Christian women see the wrongs of the fashionable style and the benefits of ours, and put it on from a sense of duty, and have the moral courage to wear it anywhere and everywhere, then will they feel at home in it, and enjoy a satisfaction and blessing in trying to do right. 2. But those who adopt the reform dress should ever bear in mind the fact that the power of fashion is terrible, and that in meeting this tyrant, they need wisdom, humility, and patience. Wisdom to speak and act so as not to offend the slaves of fashion unnecessarily, and humility and patience to endure their frowns, their slight, and their reproachful speeches. 3. In view of existing prejudices against the reform dress, it becomes our duty in adopting it to avoid all those things which make it unnecessarily objectionable. It should reach to within 8 or 9 inches from the floor. The skirt of the dress should not be distended, as with hoops. It should be as full as the long dress. With a proper amount of light skirts, the dress will fall properly and gracefully about the limbs. Anything 8 or 9 inches from the floor is not the reform dress. It should be cut by an approved pattern and fitted and made by directions from one who has experience in this style of dress. 4. Taste should be manifested as to colors. Uniformity in this respect, with those who adopt this style of dress, is desirable so far as convenient. Complexion, however, may be taken into the account. Modest colors should be sought for. When figured colors are used, those that are large and fiery, showing vanity and shallow pride in those who choose them, should be avoided. And a fantastic taste in putting on different colors is bad, such as white sleeves and pants with a dark dress. Shawls and bonnets are not in as good taste with the reform dress as sacks and hats and caps in winter. 5. And be right yourselves. Secure and maintain, in all the duties and walks of life, the heavenly adorning. The Apostle speaks to the point. Likewise, ye wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that, if any obey not the word, they also may, without the word, be won by the conversation of the wives, while they behold your chaste conversation coupled with fear. Whose adorning let it not be that outward adorning of plaiting the hair and of wearing of gold or of putting on of apparel, but let it be the hidden man of the heart, in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. 1 Peter 3, verse 1-4. My dear sisters, such an ornament, such a course of life and conduct, will give you influence for good on earth and be prized in heaven. Unless you can obtain and maintain this, I entreat you to lay off the reform dress. Do not disgrace it with a want, on your part, of neatness, cleanliness, taste, order, sobriety, meekness, propriety, modesty, and devotion to your families and to your God. Be a recommendation and an ornament to the reform dress, and let that be a recommendation and an ornament to you.